up, y'all? It's Mike Pierce, aka Mike the Movie Guy. Another audio boo here to pertain to my pictures. Yes, Comic-Con 2012 photos, part 6 on my blog, iwatchmike.com. A little quick rundown of all the photos here. It's a nice little set of, yeah. Let's see here. Let's see. If you're looking at the blog post, you'll see that the first picture on the left is Resident Evil. That's when I walked into the Hard Rock Hotel. Pretty much plastered all over it. So I had to get a photo of that. Second picture, I'm still trying to figure out. We were kind of debating on Twitter, me and some Comic-Con fans. I thought it was going to the movie RoboCop, but someone said it was a book, and I have no idea. So I'm still trying to figure out what spaceship that is. Third picture there, RoboCop. Yes, they're making a reboot of RoboCop. That's going to be interesting to see. The fourth picture here, Revolution, a new series coming out on NBC, starts September 16th, 17th, my bad. And I'm really looking forward to this series. I just hope it stays on and doesn't flop like Hero. So the next two pictures there, you'll see that's actually from the Summit Entertainment booth. As you can see by the picture, the Breaking Dawn bags and posters, especially the bags, were huge. They were going out like hotcakes. So we decided to give those out early in the morning because it was just too crazy. So as you can see, everybody there looks like zombies. Right there, the next picture right there is me and a group of friends. You can find her on Twitter at Oh My Carlisle. I can't remember. I don't know if I'm saying it right. It's Oh My and then Carlisle. Okay, I just don't want to mess it up. But she's a huge supporter in the Twilight series and cool blogger and cool person. And that's her friend right there. We were at the Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 party after the Comic-Con had closed and everything else. So we took a snap. I know everybody was like, send me pictures, get pictures. I just wasn't going to be that guy going around snapping people. So if they walked by, I got them. I just kept it cool. The next person here, I believe she was dressed up and she was actually, I think a video game. What is it? Well, I can't remember. Street Fighter? I don't, maybe. But anyways, her outfit was awesome. You can't see the back and the sides, but it was completely cut out. Yeah, it was just the front covering up. The next one is Crisco Kid, R2-D2. He had to take a picture with R2-D2 and then there's Spaceballs. Next one, I was walking around. There's some other pictures right there. The Walking Dead, which I'm still a little upset at the girl. One of the girls that was working there, she was supposed to come by and hook me up with something, and she never did. So next year, yeah, it's on. But it's okay, because even though I was upset because I hooked her up with some stuff, when I was walking out and I left the convention center, I was by myself going back to the hotel, pissed off because I didn't get my gift, the creator. Yes, the creator of The Walking Dead walked right past me. I got to tell him I love the show. He said thanks, and it was awesome. That made up for everything. So I'm cool. Let's see, Dark Knight. This was here for The Lord of the Rings, The Walking Dead. This year, you see on the bottom of the picture, you see you're able to take a picture with oh, my God, my mind just went blank. Oh, my gosh. But you know what I'm talking about. And then you got to put a chain around your neck and be a zombie. So that was cool. The next one there is our booth. We were setting up right there, some entertainment, Lionsgate. The next one you see is pictures, Jacob, Edward, Bella, and everything else. Those are the posters that I got to keep. I waited till they came down, cut them out, bam, they got them here. Then some other group of pictures, Warm Bodies coming out in 2013. There's Sinister coming out this month right there. That girl right there, she was actually promoting the Expendables too. Actually, it was like her and a group of girls, and they were all hot, and she was one of them, and we became friends, and so we decided to take a picture. Bottom of my left, that's a friend of mine, coworker there in the booth. And of course, everybody, some people don't know he is Peter, how do I say, Ficinelli? Anyways, he's Edward's dad in the movie Twilight. He was at the party, and I was pretty much the only guy that I could not bother too much to get a photo. And then the last picture is me underneath the light sign on the stairs as you're walking either up or down from the Summit Entertainment Twilight party. So that's pretty much it. I got one more batch of pictures coming up, which I believe will be the Twilight autograph signing. Other than that, that's it. While you're spending some time here, make sure you check out some of the other posts on my blog. And if you're on Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy. That's my Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy. Peace.